And now, fellow members of the Loyal Order of Water Buffaloes, the moment we've all been waiting for. As your exalted Grand Poobah, it is my privilege to draw the winning names in our magnificent fundraising contest.
Here we go, Fred. This may be our lucky day.
I hope so, Barney. A couple more of these raffle tickets and I'll be able to wallpaper the house.
Yeah, that makes two of us.
I got this job is I happen to have big feet.
And now the first grand prize, an all expense paid vacation for two to Hollowstone National Park goes to Charlie Marblehead.
Pardon me. I won. Pardon me.
Nuts. Hey, wouldn't you know it, the richest guy in town.
Second prize, a complete high-fidelity stoneophonic sound system from Rockarola, the greatest name in noise. And the winner is Irving Pinecone.
Yay! I won!
I don't know, Fred. Guess this isn't our lucky day after all.
Can you imagine Pine Cone winning a stereo? What does he know about good music?
And now, fellow members, third prize.
This might be it, Fred.
A lovely 17-rock, shockproof, waterproof sundial wristwatch. Guaranteed to work underwater. And the lucky winner is Harley Rockbottom.
Well, that's the old ball game, Fred.
It's a frame-up.
And now, last but not least, our special added bonus prize. One free flying lesson, courtesy of the Bedrock Flying School. And the winner is our one and only Fred Flintstone.
Fred Flintstone.
Hey, that's me! Hey, did you hear that, Barney? Ha ha ha! Yabba-dabba-doo! I won! Ha! Yabba-dabba-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo!
I finally won something, Bond! Yabba-dabba-doo!
Nice going, Fred.
Gee, I never expected anything.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, wait a minute. One free lesson? That's a terrible prize.
Well, it's better than nothing, Fred.
Are you kidding? What am I going to do with one flying lesson?
Hey, maybe they'll let you cash it in.
I think you got something there, Bond. Sure, if it's worth $10, I can buy a new bowling ball.
Why don't we stop at the Idle Rock Airport tomorrow after work and cash it in?
Barney, old pal, you are a genius. It's coming in for a landing.
Some crater, Fred.
I'll say. You wouldn't catch me flying one of those things. My name is Fred Flintstone, and I'm looking for the owner of this flying school.
I'm Kitty Rockhawk. I run the flying school.
You see, I'm a tootle, and I'm tittle, and I'm a tight.
Watch out, Fred. You're losing altitude.
Mr. Flintstone, you have the look of an eagle in your eyes.
Eagle?
You have the spirit of a hawk in your heart.
Hey, Fred, you better tell her why you're here before you take off.
To tell the truth, Miss Rockhawk.
Yes?
I just won a free flying lesson down at the lodge, and...
You can't wait to get into the air.
I can't wait to get into the air.
In fact, you want to sign up for my special five-lesson plan, don't you?
I want to sign up for your five-lesson special plan.
Oh, come on, Fred. Snap out of it. You're supposed to be cashing in your prize, remember?
You're absolutely right, Barney. I'm here to get the money. Miss Rockhart?
You were saying, Wings?
Where can I sign up for those flying lessons?
Right this way, Wings. Then Saturday morning, it's you and me up there.
Boy, what a bird brain.
Look at it this way, Barney. Becoming a pilot is an investment.
I don't get it, Fred.
Don't you see, Barn, once I get my pilot's license, I'll go to work for Prehistoric Airlines.
You? An airline pilot?
I can see it now, Barn. This is your pilot, Captain Fred Flintstone. Welcome aboard Flight 32. We'll be traveling at an altitude of 520 feet at a speed of about 45 miles an hour, which should get us into Idle Rock Field at about 6:15 Central Cave Time.
Excuse me, Captain, but what's Wilma going to say about all this?
Wilma? I almost forgot. Oh, she'll clobber me if she finds out I'm taking flying lessons.
And I hate to think what she'll do to you when she sees your flying teacher.
Well, Barn, I'll just have to risk it. After all, I'm doing it for Wilma and Pebbles.
And how are you going to work it, Fred?
It's a cinch. Instead of going to bowling practice, I'll take the flying lessons. And you're going to help me.
Oh, I knew there was a catch to it.
Pilot to Pebbles! Pilot to Pebbles! The field has just been cleared. A-okay for landing. Zoom! How do you like that, Pebbly Poo? A perfect three-point landing. Good night, sweetheart. Now, maybe tomorrow night we'll fly to the moon.
Oh, dear, there goes the light. Fred, can you change the light for me?
Righto, honey. I'll have it changed in two shakes of a dinosaur's tail.
My goodness, but you're full of pep tonight. I just hope you save some energy for our picnic with the rebels tomorrow.
Picnic?
Yes, don't you remember? You promised us last week.
Oh, that picnic. Well, gee, Wilma, I hate to tell you this, but I don't think I can make it tomorrow. I'm sorry, Wilma, but if I miss my bowling practice tomorrow, I am off the team.
But you promised. The kids have been gurgling about it all week long.
Could I help it if I got a cold?
I'm sorry, Wilma. I'm going to bowling practice, and that is final. I'm putting my foot down on any further discussion.
I'll say this much for you, Fred. When you put your foot down, you put your foot down. Just a minute, Betty. The kettle's boiling. Oh, Fred, before you go, can you fix the baby's bottle? I'm on the phone.
Sure thing, Wilma. Come fly with me in my flying machine. And up we go, up we go.
It's about time. 30 seconds more, and I'd have been a cooked goose.
Anyway, Betty, Fred can't make the picnic today. Seems his bowling is more important. Oh, Barney too, huh? It figures.
Bottle's all set, honey. I'm leaving now, sweetheart.
Well, talk to you later, Betty. Thanks, Fred. Have a nice game.
I will.
Well, this is it, Wings. In another hour, you'll be flying high.
Yeah, but what about tomorrow's lesson? The girls won't stand for us canceling out the picnic again.
Gee, too bad you can't take all the lessons in one day.
Ah, not a bad idea, Barney boy. That way I could start flying for the airline on Monday.
Oh, five flying lessons in one day?
That's right. I'm in a big hurry to get my pilot's license by Monday.
Okay, Wings. Anything you say.
Yabba-dabba-doo! Let's get this show in the air!
Now, the first thing we do is check you out on the latest in safety devices. It's called an ejection seat.
Check.
If the plane's in trouble, all you have to do is pull that little lever by your left knee.
Gotcha. Just pull this little lever. Like this.
Well, so much for lesson one.
Idle Rock Control Tower to Bedrock Flying School, flight number one. You're cleared for takeoff on runway 3.
All set, wings?
Are you kidding? I'm already on cloud 9.
Okay. Contact. Hang on tight.
Oh, boy, look at those people down there. They look like ants.
Those are ants. We're not even off the ground yet.
Whoops, sorry.
Now, for lesson number 3, it's called stalling.
Hey! Ooh! Hey!
What do you think of that, Wings?
I think we better cancel the rest of the lessons.
But what about your new career? Monday, remember?
Well, okay, as long as I've gotten this far.
Brace yourself for lesson number 4.
Meow! Ooh!
This is called the acrobatic flying roll.
Yeah, that figures. Only which way is up?
And a boyfriend, Wilma's in for a surprise, all right.
Yoo-hoo, Barney! Oh, Barney Rubble!
Uh-oh, Hilda Rockmouth, the biggest gossip in town. Oh, hi there, Hilda.
What in the world are you doing out here at the airport?
Oh, nothing much. Just watching all the planes go by.
That's funny. Betty told me you and Fred were at bowling practice.
Fred? Who's Fred?
Hey, Barney! Yabba-dabba-doo! Look, Bart! No hands!
Oh, Mr. Flintstone, you're so daring.
Well...
Oh, boy. There goes Big Mouth Rockmouth.
Uh-oh. Look who's coming.
Big Mouth Rockmouth.
Yeah, we better scram out of here. Remember what happened to us last time. Ow! I told you.
Fred Flintstone, are you sure? A beautiful blonde, eh? Oh, well, thanks, Betty. Hang up. I gotta make a call. Bye. Wait till I tell Mabel Marblehead about Fred Flintstone. Hey, wait a minute. Fred Flintstone? That's my husband. How do you like my teaching so far, Tiger?
Bring on the fifth lesson.
All we have to do now is bring the plane in for a perfect 3-point landing. Think you can do it?
Are you kidding? The future captain of prehistoric airlines? Why, it'll be a breeze. Here we go.
Careful, Fred.
I told you it'll be a breeze, huh, Kitty? Fred, look out. There we are, smooth as silk. Right, Kitty? Kitty! I guess they don't make silk as smooth as they used to. Fred, the brake! Use the brake!
Oh, yeah, the brake!
Nice going, Fred. When you finish something, you sure finish with a bang.
Well, of course, here, a land person.
Well, how do you do, Fred?
Don't look now, Barney, but you are looking at a genuine, full-blooded, licensed pilot.
Sorry to put you into a tailspin, Wings, but you got to solo first.
What?
You got to solo, then you get your pilot's license.
Oh.
See you bright and early tomorrow morning. Toodaloo, Wings.
Barney, that solo flight tomorrow sure messes things up.
Well, I gotta shake you up some more, Fred. Hilda Rockmouth saw you flying with Kitty Rockhawk.
Hilda Rockmouth?
And you know what a big mouth she has.
I know. Hey, hold that ferry! Hey, that reminds me, Barney, you got any change?
Yeah, sure, Fred.
Thanks, Barney.
I wish he'd use his credit card. It would make my job a lot easier.
I guess you better call Kitty and cancel that solo flight.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. If I pass the test tomorrow, I'll be a full-fledged pilot.
Oh, sure, but if Wilma finds out, you'll be doing a solo without a plane.
Not if I show up Monday in the blue and gold captain's uniform of Prehistoric Airlines.
I don't know, Fred, but what are we going to tell Wilma and Betty about being out at the airport today?
Just leave that to me, Barney boy.
That's exactly what I'm afraid of.
Here they are now, Wilma.
Let's see them talk their way out of this one.
Yeah, let's.
Hiya, girls. What's new?
I don't know, Fred. You tell us.
Uh-oh. I knew it.
How was bowling today?
Yeah, how?
To tell you the truth, we didn't go bowling today. I was out at the airport taking a flying lesson. Right, Barney?
Well, that's right, I think.
What?
I might as well level with you, Wilma. I won a free flying lesson at our last lodge meeting.
But...
I couldn't help myself, Wilma. You know how I hate to waste anything.
But...
Boy, you should have seen my teacher. A beautiful blonde who could fly the toupee off a bald eagle.
But...
If you don't believe me, just ask Hilda Rockmouth. She was there. Now, how about dinner? I am starved.
Oh, yes, Fred. Oh, anything you say, dear.
You see how easy it is, Bond? Just tell him the truth. It never fails.
Yeah. Oh, Betty.
Yes, Barney. One dinner coming right up.
Fred, I always said you were a genius. Well, see you at the picnic tomorrow. What a day for a picnic!
Well, you don't have to shout about it.
Sorry, Fred.
Fred, I still don't understand how you could pick the airport for a place to picnic.
Wouldn't a nice, quiet place beside a babbling brook be better?
Oh, don't be silly. The kids love airplanes. Look.
Ah, I'm Fibble from Plaza. Talk about that.
Yeah.
Not a bad day for soloing either, eh, Barney?
Yeah, Fred. Looks like your genius is showing again.
See that, Pebbles? That's a fantail jet.
Yeah, I think that's
it. Sure is a beautiful sight.
Cool, Bab.
Isn't that cute, Barney? Pebbles wants to play with Bam Bam.
Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart, you can play with Bam Bam. Just stay close to Mommy. Keep an eye on him, Wilma.
Yeah.
Look at that, Fred. A perfect gentleman.
Yeah.
Okay, Barney, the kids are occupied. Wilma and Betty are busy cooking. Now is the time.
I'm with you, Fred.
Let's see now. The flying school is on the other side of the airport. Figure 2 minutes to get there, 10 minutes to solo, 1 minute to get my license validated, and 2 minutes to get back.
15 minutes on the nose.
Yeah, the girls will never miss us. Let's go.
All set, Wings?
Check. I'm gonna solo this crate like it's never been soloed before.
Remember your instructions. Circle the field twice, then bring it in. And don't forget, stay away from the army base. It's a restricted area.
Roger.
Solo flight number 1 cleared for takeoff on runways 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Solo flight number 1 to control tower. Very funny. Well, here goes. Contact. I made it.
So far, so good, Fred.
Barney, what are you doing here?
Helping your solo. What else?
Thanks, Bud. How do you like it, Barney boy?
Beautiful, just beautiful. Uh-oh, enemy at 12 o'clock.
What enemy? That's a dodo bird, you knucklehead.
Boy, I'm pooped.
Hey, cut that out. Get over my wing. Shoot. Scott, scram.
Hey, Fred, remember lesson number 4? The acrobatic flying roll.
Oh, yeah. Gee, thanks, Barney.
Don't mention it, Fred.
Unidentified flying object approaching from the west, sir.
Probably one of those student pilots from the flying school.
Should I make radio contact, sir?
I'll do that, Corporal. I've got to break them of this habit once and for all. This is General Luscious Stonewall calling unidentified aircraft. Please identify. Over.
Don't look now, Fred, but that enemy Toto bird is back.
I repeat, UFO, please identify. Over.
Oh, boy, that dumb bird made us fly over the restricted area. Get him off of here, quick. We're way off course.
Righto, Fred. I'll scare him with his big rock. Bombs away! Oops, I dropped it.
Did I hear him say bombs away, sir?
Don't be silly, Corporal. This is peacetime. Sound the alarm! This means war!
I wonder what the commotion is about.
I don't know. But have you seen Fred and Barney lately?
Come to think of it, no. Maybe we should go and look for them.
I think you're right, Betty.
Let's get the children.
Commence firing!
Hey, Barney, where'd you get all those rocks?
It's not me, Fred. It must be somebody else.
Gee, all this fuss over a little one-minute rest stop. I'm getting out of here.
Fire the XGW-15. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
No, no!
Step on it, Fred. Faster, Fred.
Not bad for a beginner, huh, Barney?
Yeah, Fred. You sure gave him the slip.
Barney!
You call, Fred?
Barney, you get in here before you get hurt.
Coming right up, Fred. And we better get out of this restricted area fast.
Hang on, Barney. I'll put her in a dive.
Uh-oh.
Yow!
Ooh, he pulled the ejector stick. Hey, Fred! Fred, come back! How do you fly this thing?
Look, Wilma, somebody's coming down by parachute.
That's no somebody. That's Fred.
What's he doing up there?
Hiya, girls. Just thought I'd drop in on you.
Very funny.
And where, pray tell, is Barney?
I left him up there.
You left him up there by himself? Look!
Hey, Fred! How do you work this thing, hey?
Don't worry, Barney, old boy. I'll talk you in.
Excuse me, pal, but this is an emergency. Control tower calling Barney. This is Fred. Can you hear me, Barney?
Hurry. Frank. Joe. Pete.
Barney, the word is Roger.
Oh, Roger. Now listen to me. Keep your nose up.
Check, Fred.
Not your nose, you knucklehead. The plane's nose.
Oh, sorry, Fred.
I'll pull the stick back easy. Get that nose up and cut your motor.
Gotcha.
You're almost on the runway. Hold it steady. Attaboy!
Barney, be careful.
Easy does it, Barney.
Oh, I can't look.
He made it! Yahoo!
He made it!
He made it!
Yeah.
Oh, Fred's wonderful.
Oh, I didn't think Barney could do it.
You all right, Barney?
Hey, you okay, Fred? Hey, what do you know? I soloed.
Yeah, and I'm without a pilot's license.
Don't fret over it, Wings. You were brilliant the way you talked your friend in.
Well.
And that was some job of flying. You little rascal, you. Well, somebody tell me what this is all about.
I'd like to know, too.
Well, you tell them, Barney.
Well, you better tell them, Fred.
What they're trying to say is that Wings here, Mr. Flintstone, was trying to build a new career. What? That's right. He wanted to become an airline pilot so you and your baby daughter would be proud of him.
Fred, I'm proud of you just the way you are.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way, Wilma, because from now on, I am keeping my feet on the ground.
And so is Barney.
You can say that again.
I don't know if you can say as much for your children.
Hey, look at Bam Bam. He's flying.
Ha ha ha!